Hello and welcome to Maynooth Access Programme Podcast with me, your host, Brian Regan. I've been a map ambassador since my first year in Maynooth, and I'm here today to talk about what it takes to be an amazing map ambassador. But first things first, what is a map ambassador? For incoming students, this is hardly obvious. Well, MAP is the Maynooth Access Programme. Here at MAP, we offer information, guidance, and advice to incoming students. We encourage underrepresented individuals to consider third level education, and we take part in activities that make Maynooth University a learning space for everyone. We are here and there students who have participated in Launchpad, and we make sure to stick around every year as an ambassador because it's great. It's great to help others, you know, it feels good. Of course, I'd like to pride myself as a good ambassador. But what does it take to be an amazing ambassador? Joined with me today is Gavin Fanning, another MAP ambassador at Maynooth University. How are you today, Gavin?
I'm doing good today, Ryan. You know, it's lovely weather we're having. You know, just looking forward to getting into the new semester and, of course, looking forward to the upcoming Launchpad, which is 24th, I do believe. So, yeah, a lot of exciting stuff coming up and, yeah, excited to answer a few of your questions on what makes a good MAP ambassador. Hopefully, I've learned a thing or two over my years.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing Launchpads, Gavin?
My first Launchpad would have been back in 2018. I've done four now, going on to my fifth this time. So yeah, I've done a few of them, and I did both offline ones, and then recently we've had two online ones. So I have experience of both the offline and the online. Yeah, so I've done five now, coming on to this one, and we're back in person again this year, and it's again in a whole new format again, actually. So very interesting.
Which is great. I'm really looking forward to it. So if you could explain to our listeners, what is Launchpad?
So yeah, that's a really good question, Brian. Launchpad is, it's an orientation program specifically for students, like you're saying, coming through different access routes to education. DARE, which is the Disability Access Route Education, and HEAR, which is the Higher Education Access Route, would be two major ones that you kind of would hear a lot about. But there's also Mature Students is another one. QQI is also included through Access. And there's many others that come through Access. And it's really this specified event that, like I was saying, has taken on many forms over the years, like especially once 2020 came, went online for a couple of years. Really what it is it's an event to has an informative side to it where we kind of present information to students like, oh, if you're a DARE student, here are disability supports for you. Here's technology you can use, like the Technology Transition Program. So there's like a lot of information provided to students, but then also what I think actually is the more important part is the social aspect, where we bring all the students together and we just kind of get them interacting with each other and kind of meeting each other and kind of helping them, you know, transition into college and kind of help them get involved and not kind of feel isolated, which a lot of students coming through these access routes can, and actually getting them together and kind of showing them that, hey, there's people like you, and kind of getting them into kind of showing them, like, you know, people in a similar situation to them, showing them that they're not alone in college, that, you know, they're not going to be the odd one out, I think is a really important part of Access. And like one of the major goals of Launchpad is making sure students get that connection and kind of also connecting with MAP ambassadors like ourselves, that they kind of see, like, even there are students on campus who kind of been there a couple of years, kind of have a bit of experience, and we'll be able to help them if they need any help, as a lot of students coming through these access routes do need that additional bit of help, and we're more than happy to provide it.
Absolutely. And you had mentioned there that connecting with students was quite important as being a MAP ambassador. What other roles do MAP ambassadors actually have?
Well, a MAP ambassador, like the major role will be helping out with Launchpad volunteering, and that extends out into the main role of ambassadors. They're volunteers for the Access office. You kind of apply. There's also a major thing is there's no obligation to. You can attend Launchpad, you can, you know, partake in all the events, and then go about your college degree and not become a MAP ambassador. It's a voluntary role, and in that voluntary role, it's just if the Access office are running any events, you know, be it Launchpad or any of the events they run throughout the year. You come, you volunteer, you help them out where you can. They'll just also do different things. I know recently, myself, actually, and you, Brian, and a few others were involved in the story exchange project at Mountjoy Prison that was run through the Access Office. Yeah. And they put out an open call to MAP ambassadors saying, hey, we're looking to get a group together. Any MAP ambassadors are interested? A few of us put our names forward, and we went along to that. So, that's kind of the, on paper, I'd say, explanation of what a MAP ambassador is. I think as well, it's not kind of a written rule of something you have to do, but I find something MAP ambassadors should do is, especially since Launchpad is like this key part of our year, like it's the start of the year, introduces new students to college. Something that I like to do, and I think a lot of ambassadors do like to do, is keep in touch with students we meet at Launchpad, kind of help them continue kind of integrating them into the Maynooth society. Because I know like a lot of students, you know, you can have that weekend, you could like see a couple of faces, and while it is great, then you kind of see those faces around campus, you're like, oh, I know that person. It is good to kind of keep that kind of stronger connection, just kind of keep chatting to that person, you know, get in touch with them on social media, is what I'd usually do, and just be like, oh, hey, you know, I'm heading to this event, you know, you interested in coming? I know a lot I do with the Access Society, which is separate from the Access Office, it's student run. I'd usually, like, if I'm kind of keeping in touch with students, kind of ask them how their lectures are going in the first couple of weeks, I'd invite them along to that, invite them along to other societies, especially if I found out they're interested in the society I'm in, I'd be like, oh, I go to that society, yeah, we should totally head on to the AGM, you can kind of see what they're about. Like, I've friends, and this is the thing, is I really think the job of MAP ambassador is to kind of complete, if you're doing a good job, you kind of integrate these students in, and you become friends, really. It's just become friends with other MAP ambassadors. Now, of course, you know, not every student's going on that. Some students be like, nah, I've, you know, joined Surf Sock is just the first sock I think of. They're like, yeah, I've joined those guys. I found my little spot. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I haven't really gone to Surf Sock events. They're like, cool, I'll see you about, man. You know, so that can happen. And it doesn't mean you're a bad MAP ambassador. That guy has found his place. He's found his tribe. But I think, because I know I have, like, students I've met as incoming students at Launchpad that I've become friends with. And then later on, just, you know, I'd even forget, like, oh, yeah, I met you as a student. Yeah, like, yeah. I know it was at, like, for example, GameSock was one where I know a student, I was kind of chatting to him. He's like, oh, I'm going to go to GameSock. I'm like, oh, me and my mates go to GameSock. You know, you should totally, like, come along. And, oh, if you're interested in kind of doing the stuff we do, yeah, definitely kind of tag along with our group. And now he's just, you know, one of the friend group. And it's that's really what Access is about. It's these students who are coming who might feel like, oh, you know, I'm on my own in this big world, and you kind of bring them along and be like, no, you've got a big whole group here. And I think that's the main role of MAP ambassadors, is to kind of take the ethos of the Access Office and kind of be a student ambassador for that ethos. Yeah. And I think that's the main kind of goal we have, and what we should do.
It's so nice having that community, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Having that community and having those friends that you can meet, let's say, at Launchpad, but then, of course, become friends afterwards. And even have that guidance, having that person like you, and there was other ambassadors were actually there for my first Launchpad, and having that guidance there and even afterwards was just, it was brilliant. You'd mentioned the Mountjoy Story Exchange. So this is something that happens, like it can happen throughout the year. So it's Launchpad might kick off, you know, MAP and like, you know, get people interested in being a MAP ambassador, but could you also talk about the other activities that MAP ambassadors take part in?
Yeah, definitely. I can tell you kind of some of the other activities. I know one I remember doing a couple of times is the science night that the university will run, is because, you know, with events like these, the university just need volunteers in general. The Access Office will actually reach out and be like, hey, you know, we need some volunteers. So generic volunteering stuff like that, I know actually a couple of times other departments in the university, like the EDI office, might have been looking for people to take part in something, and the Access Office reach out. And it's just, as a MAP ambassador, you know, you're just on the Access Office's system as just a student who will volunteer, is willing to volunteer for stuff. So they'll reach out to you and be like, hey, do you want to volunteer for this? So that's one I actually like to note, that it's really like there's a lot of opportunities that can kind of just come up to you within the university that you get through just having been a MAP ambassador, that you just get reached out to apply for these things. There's a lot of very interesting things I've been involved with, like the science night, like, you know, one was the name's blank, right? It's the innovation office. I was involved with a project they were running through the MAP office. But then specific ones that kind of MAP would run is one I know we're looking to get back going that we did before the pandemic was the outreach that students used to go to nearby schools. I think we have about like 11 in the kind of greater Kildare area that we kind of go to that are like very close to Maynooth. So it kind of makes sense for us to go to them because a lot of their students, like, you know, we have the numbers somewhere and they're probably out that the Acts office would just have them and see like these 11 schools have very high, you know, entry rate into Maynooth. Like, you know, if you go to the school and you go to third level, you're pretty much going to Maynooth. So Maynooth, because of that, sends us out to talk to these students, to talk about college, but then also to talk about being MAP ambassadors and being Access students. So it's kind of that two birds with one stone, whereas kind of we're sent out because we want to kind of promote the college to these students because we're like, hey, we know you're interested in going and here's kind of talk to you about the college. And then also because like any Access students that college would be going to Maynooth, because again, with those numbers, it is also to kind of go to them, oh, hey, also while I'm here talking to you about the college, I'm an Access student. Here's what that means. And here's what Access is in Maynooth. And here's, you know, if you're thinking about going to college and you fall into any of these categories, you should definitely think about going to Maynooth because it has a lot of benefits for you. So that's a big one is the outreach programs. And then again, I know we said the Mountjoy project, but really, again, being a MAP ambassador, I think, leads to so many opportunities for you that there's so much stuff that's just kind of open to you to try out and kind of get involved with. But yeah, definitely, I'd say those are kind of some of the ones that come to the top, off the top of my head that I remember doing in recent times.
So Gavin, the big question, what is a good ambassador and what makes an amazing ambassador?
That is a really, really good question. And I don't think it's one that has a simple answer. I think a good ambassador, and it's something I don't like to say because I know students don't have a lot of time. And I'd almost say, obviously, a good ambassador is someone who dedicates time to the Access office, who comes to events, who helps run things, really gets involved. I know a lot of students don't have time, though. Like myself, I'm involved in a lot of different things. I have a lot of different hats that I wear on campus. I know I can't make every event. While Access would be one of my priorities, you know, I'm involved in other things. You know, I'm an executive officer over at the SU, so that takes a lot of my time. I know that people can't make events. I also live in Maynooth. I'm very privileged to have a place in Maynooth I stay. I know a lot of students are commuters. They can't make every event. So I'd say that makes like a good ambassador is showing up, helping out. But I think what really makes a great ambassador is kind of the energy you bring to it. You know, if you don't make every event, that's okay, but as long as you try your best and when you're there, you put your all into it and even connecting with other ambassadors in the meantime. I know a lot of ambassadors who, you know, can't make events, but they'll be always be chatting to other ambassadors, or especially now since the pandemic said we do stuff online, they're like, yeah, I can make it online. But it's just always kind of being there for the group and kind of communicating and just, as well, I think having fun is a kind of a better way of putting what I'm trying to get across. Because again, like I was saying earlier, where the aim is to kind of make connections and the real heart of the Access program is to make these students feel like they belong on campus. Because if you don't feel like you belong on campus, you won't want to stay on campus. So I think students who are able to kind of keep that kind of ethos, and you know, you might not be able to make, you know, the science night, or you might not be able to get involved with the outreach program, but if you're chatting with students and there are students who you know who kind of are Access students as well, or maybe not, but you're just making them feel good to be on campus, that's a good MAP ambassador. And you don't even have to be wearing the t-shirt, you don't have to be wearing the fleece, you don't even have to consider yourself a MAP ambassador to be an amazing MAP ambassador, just as long as you're making sure that everyone on campus wants to be here and is having a brilliant time being on campus, you're being an amazing MAP ambassador.
Yes, that is an amazing answer, Gavin. That is eye-opening, and it absolutely is. Yeah, you're dead right. Well, look, of course there's no right answers, but that feels right.
Thanks,
it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you very much.
No bother at all, Ryan. Thank you for inviting me to be on. Really appreciate it and enjoyed it.
So I'm here with Jesse, MAP coordinator. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good. Thank you very much. So the big question is, what makes an amazing MAP ambassador?
That's a really good question. I have to think about that. I think an amazing ambassador is to be honest, all of our ambassadors are amazing, so it's hard to decide. But I think it's someone who kind of, once you're in the door, that's already half the battle. And then it's someone who is able to commit and give their time towards something that they are just as passionate about as we are. And, you know, we all came from different backgrounds and different entry routes and different, you know, we're all here for different reasons. So I think not so much sharing your story, but being able to share your journey with the incoming students and other students who might need some guidance or who might need a role model is absolutely incredible, because it's unbelievable how much you can impact another person. You might not think you can, but you absolutely can. To this day, I can remember all my MAP ambassadors who I met on my first day when I was absolutely petrified and thinking, you know, I wasn't meant for college, I couldn't come in here. And they were there and they were laughing and joking and working together as a team, and they were so connected and they really made you feel included and kind of like you belong somewhere. So I think being able to pass on that experience to someone else, it really stands to you. And yeah, I suppose it's also, you know, good time management. Your degree does come first, I suppose. So yeah. Time management, engage, active listening, and just being a friend, really. I think that's an amazing ambassador, in my opinion.
That's very good. Thank you very much for being on. And I'm sure we'll hear more of you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Brian. Have a good day.